It's 6:45. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. Texas has the highest uninsured rate in the nation. An estimated 4.6 million people in the state don't have health coverage. But as Eric Gladys reports, the situation is improving thanks to the Affordable Care Act.
Despite confusion over recent congressional efforts to repeal the Affordable Care Act, shorter enrollment periods, and reduced advertising and outreach, the overall number of Texans with health coverage is on the rise, according to a new report by the Episcopal Health Foundation. Brian Sasser with the foundation says 90% of Texans with active ACA health plans currently receive federal subsidies to help lower their premium costs.
When you talk about people who actually signed up for a plan and then paid their premium in 2018, there's actually more people in Texas now who have active Affordable Care Act health insurance in 2018 than they did just 1 year ago.
Sasser says 9 out of 10 Texans who signed up for ACA coverage during open enrollment last fall activated their plan in 2018. Last year, just 78% of Texas enrollees activated plans. As a result, Sasser says the ACA now provides affordable health coverage for more than 1 million Texans. Sasser notes that while premiums increased by 32% this year, most Texans didn't have to pay for that increase out of their pocket. The report found that the average premium cost for Texans with subsidized ACA plans has dropped from $85 to $63 a month. Sasser says more could be done to expand health coverage to more families, which would also help taxpayers who end up footing the bill when people can't pay for health care.
There's just 4.6 million Texans who don't have health insurance, so we're all paying that bill in some form or fashion. And the health outcomes of people across the state are suffering because of that.
Texas is one of 20 states that opted not to expand Medicaid coverage under the Affordable Care Act and has the highest uninsured rate in the nation. This is Eric Gladys reporting for the Texas News Service.
Silent protests involving NFL athletes taking a knee during the national anthem has caused controversy and prompted new league rules. As a new NFL football season kicks off next month, Walt Rubel shares his thoughts on the anthem and the protests.
Those reading this column online get the bonus of seeing photos of me and the Hill Junior High color guard taken from the 1972 yearbook. I'm the gangly kid second from the right with a big circle around my head, drawn 46 years ago in fear that when I got to be this age, I'd forget who I was. I got the junior high gig after first learning about flag etiquette and how to serve on a color guard during the Boy Scouts. We would occasionally be called on to post colors at some important adult function, and I remember taking it very seriously. It felt like one of the most important responsibilities I had back then. A lot of that has stayed with me. I still cringe any time I see a flag touch the ground. I still believe that the flag represents the sacrifices of those who have come before me and should be respected for that reason. I still fly my flag on the national holidays when I'm home. But the certainty of my youth has been replaced by pestering nuance. Like most American children, I was taught to recite the Pledge of Allegiance long before I knew what it meant. Indivisible? What's a republic? We learn the sounds of the words, not the meaning. And I went for years reciting it exactly how I had learned it, repeating the words without giving thought to the meaning. When I did finally stop to consider what I'd been saying, it occurred to me that an unthinking pledge of fealty to any power is a dangerous thing. That doesn't mean I've given up on the pledge. When at public events, I'll stand, remove my hat, and place my hand over my heart, just like always. But now I think about what I'm saying, and when I get to a part of the pledge that I don't agree with, I simply stay silent. Had I ever felt compelled to take my protest beyond silence, I would expect a harsh rebuke, even if my cause were just. As described above, there are well-established rituals we are all expected to follow in regard to the anthem and the flag. Which brings me to the start of another NFL season and the ongoing controversy over players, mostly black, who have sought to draw attention to the problem of police violence against black men by kneeling during the national anthem. They have spoiled what is a costly production. Most professional sporting events start with a national anthem, but nobody does it up like the NFL. Flags the size of a football field, jets flying overhead, fireworks exploding. It's not just patriotism that has led to these increasingly elaborate displays. It turns out that the Department of Defense has paid millions to NFL teams for these pregame extravaganzas. Players exercising their First Amendment rights don't fit with the narrative of unthinking patriotism. and fans getting ready for opening kickoff, whose greatest concern for the day is how long their quarterback's gimpy ankle will hold out, certainly don't want to be confronted by weighty issues like police bias. Add to that a president always on the lookout for a cultural battle to satisfy his base, and you have the lost cause that this effort has become. I am in no position to tell African Americans how they should respond to racist policing or where they should protest. But just understand that any message delivered during the anthem will get lost in the din. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel with Las Cruces Sun News.
Walt Rubel's columns appear in the Sunday edition of the Las Cruces Sun News and also in the local viewpoint section at KRWG.org. Rubel's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect those of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.